much. And now I invite the representative of Nicaragua to address the ministerial conference.
Thank you, Chair, Deputy Director General. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Government of Reconciliation and National Unity of Nicaragua, we wish to express our sincere gratitude to the government and people of Kenya for having hosted this 10th conference. WTO is the system of rules which enables us to have stability in the international trade. This ministerial conference is the opportunity for members to show not only political will to continue with negotiations, but also to ensure that we move to sincere and effective negotiations, guaranteeing a transparent and foreseeable trade opening which promotes economic growth and full and fair participation of developing and LDCs countries in world trade. It's lamentable that since our last meeting, we've been in a critical situation with respect to negotiations on the Doha Development Program because of a lack of political will by the main actors. Nicaragua, a country with a small, open, but vulnerable economy, is firmly committed to a system which promotes better insertion of our country into international trade, contributes to economic growth and elimination of poverty, and improves the living standards of the population. We would reiterate that it's essential that this conference deal with the situation of small and vulnerable economies if it's to be a balanced success. We have been promoting an economic model based on dialogue and consensus. We have made progress, and our joint efforts have enabled us successfully to go through our last trade policy review and improve the productive base, the economic infrastructure, and comply with the international norms and standards of trade, the purpose of which is to set the necessary basis for transformation and growth, economic growth on a sustainable basis. However, our main export products are hit by the fluctuations of international prices and the ever more numerous non-tariff barriers, subsidies, and domestic support, which rob our products of competitiveness. It's necessary to have substantive improvement if we're to move forward. We must have political decisions taken to permit the opening of markets for agriculture trade and the elimination of all types of export subsidies and substantial reduction in agricultural trade distorting domestic support. We must continue in learning from the past to develop specific actions which permit us to achieve a speedy and balanced conclusion to the round, taking into account the flexibilities for small commodities, special and differential treatment, and strengthening of the multilateral trading system, which is the central focus of trade policy of all members. It's necessary to conclude negotiations taking into account the asymmetries between the developed economies and the developing economies in order to create fairer, more equitable, and non-distorting markets, which are part of the multilateral system that we want to have. My delegation wishes to welcome the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan and the Republic of Liberia's new members. We wish them full success in the challenge of turning international trade into a tool for the benefit of the people. Finally, we associate ourselves with the declarations of Guatemala on behalf of SVEs and Indonesia on behalf of G33. Thank you very much, and thank you for your attention.
Thank you. And now I invite the representative of Burundi to address the ministerial conference. Thank you.